Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Of course, we've been following very, very closely the story that has taken place at Stellenbosch University. We wanted to try and get some sense around the racial and racism aspect of the story, because when we did speak to the student union yesterday, I got the distinct impression that although this incident wasn't overtly racist, it was being used as an opportunity to highlight some of the very real concerns about racism at the university campus. Maybe I'm reading this wrong, but that's kind of how I understood it. Is that the case, and how serious are these issues? Advocate André Hertley-Gomme, who is the commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning. Thanks for joining us so early. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm very well, thanks. And good morning to the listeners.
So this incident that took place over the weekend, it was hooliganism, there's no question, inappropriate, unacceptable, poor, shocking, all of those things. Was it a racial and racially motivated incident?
The commission is investigating the matter and looking at all the facts, and including wanting to speak to the affected student as well and look at the video. So, we will determine following our investigation those kinds of and other questions. We cannot prejudge the matter by now, giving running commentary as to what we think about those kinds of
That said, it has been prejudged. You know, if you read across, if you read media reports and you read commentary and you read social media, it's absolutely been determined as being a racial incident, even if it doesn't bear it out and it hasn't been investigated, which does make it very difficult, because that also indicates that there is potentially a racial issue either at that university or around in general. What is your thought on that?
Yes, I think it is also not helpful when, in social media and in the media, even the mainstream media and so on, that, people express their opinions on all these matters before the facts have been established. And that is why we ask the public to give the Human Rights Commission the opportunity to thoroughly investigate the matter, and then, to make findings as to what exactly happened on the facts, and then also to come up with necessary directives or recommendations if necessary.
Mm. How many of these complaints, what types of numbers do you see coming through?
Well, I think the worrying thing is that every now and again there is a complaint about incidents at schools or universities or whatever the case may be, which seems to indicate the existence of prejudice or intolerance and so on. So that is more the concern, but it is not a question of, having complaints every single day, etc. So it's difficult from that to say there is a systemic problem, but it is something that needs to be addressed. We all know that, these incidents do occur, and therefore, and because, we should have a proactive way of addressing it, the Commission is working with the Department of Basic Education to develop a diversity and sensitivity program for all learners at schools, and also that as far as universities are concerned, we are trying to work with the universities to make sure that there's at least an online human rights module for students that is made available, so that all of them also need to complete that. We also understand that the steering committee of the Vice Chancellor of University of South Africa is working on a sensitivity and diversity program for all students at schools, and I've been in touch with him yesterday, and we hope to work together with him to develop that and make that available so that we can proactively address issues concerning intolerances and prejudices, etc.
I often wonder, you know, there's this whole concept in marketing and in communication that instead of telling people and forcing it down people's throat, demonstrate it. In other words, if you're having a team, a company team meeting, and you want to talk about company culture, well, that team meeting needs to live the culture instead of having a chat about the culture. It's not something you talk about. It's something that is lived. And I often wonder if by focusing and spending so much time looking into issues of racism instead of living inclusivity, and rather focusing, instead of talking about inclusion, living inclusion and making sure that there are programs that are designed not necessarily to talk about it all the time, but to live it and breathe it and get to know each other, surely there might be a better approach to how we've been dealing with inclusion and diversity over the last couple of years.
Yes, no, I agree with you. That is why it is so important to put programs in place so that we can proactively deal with these matters instead of, having incidents every now and again. Mm. And then, basically also accusing one another of racism, like they can't say that our country is not a racist country, and so on. Rather have these programs so that we can live inclusivity, as you say, and non-racialism, and our important principle in our constitution of unity and diversity.
That was Advocate André Hertley-Gaum, Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, discussing the issues of racism here in South Africa. Good morning.